The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 243. I'm your host, Tony Polacco, and I'm joined by Chris Seeley. Oh, he's not saying nothing. Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey, maybe there's an issue with his mic because he hasn't talked all the
Yeah, that is true, you know. What's going on, Chris? Anyway, Carlos Romero.
Yo, what it do?
Adam Vale.
What up, humans?
Sneaking in right on time, Mr. Brian Monjoma.
What up, people? What up?
And joining us, we got a special guest, man, even though he can't be special guest, he's one of the founders of this bitch, man. But
I'm still
anyway,
special.
Yeah, you're still special. But of course, we got Riku-san, one in the house.
What's up, people? What's up? What's good?
What's going on, yo? But all right, before we start, Riku, what's been going on with you lately, man?
Man, I've been diving deep into some Xenogears. I'm diving in the Xenogears. Apparently, a PS1 classic. People are saying that Xenogears is one of the best games of all time. It's one of the best PS1 JRPGs. It's up there with the Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9s. I'm in there. I'm holding out my thoughts until I'm done with the game. But all I'm going to say is I think it's just a teensy bit overhyped, but I'm liking it. I'm liking it.
Well, if Manny was here, he would say that the game is garbage. He doesn't like
it. Yeah, I remember when I said I was going to start it, and he was telling me about how he was not a fan of Xenogears. Especially from the beginning, I can understand how some people would say such a thing. I can definitely see it.
Yeah, I haven't played it myself, but what I understand is the second disc that fucks people up. Like, they're like, what is this?
Yeah, that's the second disc, but Manny didn't even get that far.
No, he didn't.
What I'm saying is that the beginning, like the first quarter of this game, holy fucking shit, the pacing, in my opinion, is just like, it is low-key painful.
Oh yeah, old school, RPG pacing in the beginning, man.
That's weird though, because Final Fantasy VII wasn't like this. Neither was Final Fantasy VI, and I don't think the little I played of VIII wasn't like this either.
No, Final Fantasy games get you in there. You know, they get you in there. Yeah. But some of them, like I haven't played Xeno Gears, but I played Xeno Saga, right?
Yeah,
man.
I heard about Xeno Saga, man.
Yo, like don't get me wrong, the game is dope, but you got to watch a lot of cinemas, man. You got like it's crazy. You know?
Yeah, I heard about that, but no, that's the same thing when it comes to Xenogears. So they have a lot of setup, a lot of dialogue. I'm kind of used to it because I'm coming off of the Trails games, and they're kind of like that too. But there's a difference, man. Those games already have me invested. I already know the characters and all this other stuff. So even though it's heavy, I'm there for it. This one, you're starting from ground one, and they're already trying to shove all of this down your throat. They accent a lot. But I'm playing that on the PC in Muramasa Rebirth.
My PC? Excuse me?
Playing hey, there's Chris.
Hey, look.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you now.
The last 5 minutes and my mic
shit.
Decided to work.
Yeah.
No, just you're going through one of those relationships with your mic.
On again, off again.
Yeah.
Literally on and off again.
Literally.
Oh, man. Anyway, man, let's answer some fucking questions, man.
Let's go.
All right. First up, Black Metal Gamer. What game's DLC was better than the main game? Riku, you could start us off, man.
What game's DLC was better than the actual game?
Yes.
That is a good question. Fuck.
Yeah. If you do need time, we could just circle back to you.
I don't even think I have an answer for that, so I don't even know if circling back would be...
I got it. All right, Adam,
yeah,
you go
ahead.
Blood Dragon from the Far Cry.
Yeah,
oh,
I was gonna say that.
That's a good answer.
That was a quick response right there, because that's the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, Far Cry 4,
that was going to be my answer.
Well, that was going to be my answer, but then I thought to myself, is that really DLC, or is that just a separate...
They listed it as a standalone DLC.
It was still DLC.
It still was part of the game.
So you're considering standalone DLC also?
Yeah, we are.
All right, so before somebody steals this, I'm going to say that Undead Nightmare.
Ooh.
Because it was fantastic.
Damn. You like it more than the original, though?
That, yeah, because you got to ride those fucking, like, horses of the apocalypse. I got a fire horse that lights shit up. It got real repetitive,
though. That was the thing. You go to the same town, you kill, you just destroy all the coffins.
Hey, it's Chris's answer, yeah. Man.
Right, but the multiplayer modes they added in that were great. Like the horde mode, that had a horde mode in it.
Yeah, no, that was good. I wouldn't say it's better than the main game, but it was fantastic DLC. Yeah. That was great. But
I got one.
Damn, go ahead.
Oh, and it might be Tony's too. Well, actually,
These guys already said Blood Dragon, man. So go ahead.
That ain't gonna be my answer. But I'm not too convinced that it's better than the original, but it's on par. And it's the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think that was definitely on par with GTA 4. But I don't think I can say it's better.
But you also can in some ways.
Yeah, like, but I fell in love with the story with 4 a lot, so I just can't really brush that aside. But and it was the original. It's like it's the game, so it has points for that. But yeah.
Man, Ballad of Gay Tony was so fucking good. Because that to me, that was actual GTA. It was fun, you know? And it had a Dominican as the protagonist, man. You know? All right. Anybody else? Brian, what about you?
No, it's really hard to think of some.
I'm really sitting on the thinking about this. This is a hard I think it's a rare occasion where a DLC is better than the actual game. It's like, I think 3 times out of 10, probably even 2 times out of 10 that this happens. There's definitely examples you guys have given them, but like, could you guys even name more than what you said?
No, it's hard. It is hard. Yeah, because most DLCs.
Some good ones that I remember integrate into the game.
Yes.
Like if I were to say Point Lookout in Fallout 3 is not a different game. It's just a new area, you know? Or if I said, like, the old hunters in Bloodborne, it added more stuff, but it the game
those are all the
there.
Ones that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. You know, so it's not a better game. It's not
I'm forgetting the name of it. There was this, the Mass Effect 2 mission with Lyra.
Lair of the Shadow
Brothers. That was fantastic, but it's part of the game, you know?
Yeah,
but it was part of the game.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. By the way, he asked us what Hollywood director we'd like to see work in a game, but we've answered this before, Black Metal. So I think he even asked us this question. He probably forgot. So we'll skip that and we'll go to the next one. I'm not going to say this man's name because this is going to get us in trouble. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. Try to get me in trouble with it. Riku, this is one cat, right? He changes his name to something really offensive every week just to try to get me to say it. This week, like when I first read, I'm like, hey, that's not too bad. Then I read the whole, then I thought about my
Type it in the group chat. Let me see. I'll read it on the side.
Don't type it in the group chat because that shit shows up.
No, yeah, it's going to show
does
up.
It? Yeah, oh, it shit. Does. Never mind then. I didn't know that.
Riku, I'm going to send you the questions and you could look at this guy's name.
All right, man. Go ahead and say the question.
Okay, the first one is, what is the longest game you've ever played? Riku, this is perfect for you, man.
So when you say longest game you ever played, are you talking about? See, because that's different
like
than
story
the longest,
or just what playtime? I'm thinking. What is he talking about?
Yeah, I think if he's talking about playtime, or if he's talking about like from you playing, it's a single player to by the time you got to the credits, your first playthrough.
Yeah. Okay. Before we answer the question, how do we want to interpret this question?
You gotta interpret how much time you put, because we could look up how long a game is online. That doesn't change, but it depends on what you do and what you play in it. So if you're doing, let's say Witcher, you could say, oh yeah, it's like 30 hours for the campaign, but you put 100 something else because you did all the side missions.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Yeah. So then. I think that counts. I think that makes more sense.
Or maybe we should be like, what is the longest you've played a game for? Or, you know, or what's the game you put the longest time in? Something like that, right? I think that'll be better. Because the question is kind of vague on its own. So I guess let's take it as, what is the longest, what is the game that you spent the longest playing? Or the game that you put the most amount of hours into?
I would probably have to say my favorite game of all time, Dynasty Warriors 3.
Hmm.
But I think that's only because during that time in my life, I really didn't have much else to play. I'm sure if I had another new game to play, I probably would have stopped playing it. But, you know, when that game just went out of my way to get all the characters, max them all out and everything. So it was definitely 2,000 hours on that one.
Damn.
I answer for, or can we all answer for Brian?
You mean Brian. The Witcher?
Oh,
Brian Manjola.
Oh no, we know Warframe, what it is. Baby. We know we have Warframe.
It was Hearthstone.
50,000 hours.
I can't count that because that's multiplayer and too obvious. I thought it was just single player games.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Yeah. You were talking about single player games.
Are we sticking with single player? Because I'm going with everything.
Let's stick with single player games.
All right, single player. Fair enough.
Well, then I gotta ask for another caveat because my answer I don't, and it might not even count anymore, is Halo 2.
How about you just give both then? If you have both, if you know both per se. If you don't, then say you're multiplayer.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah,
okay, I do have two answers for that then.
Yeah, yeah, I would say my multiplayer would be Warhawk then.
Oh shit, Warhawk! Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. That's my second favorite game of all time.
Of all time.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Fucking love Warhawk, man.
And were we friends back then? Because I used to play that shit by myself all the time.
If we were, I probably fucked their ass up in the multiplayer.
Yeah, right. Riki San Juan.
Hey, you used to call me the God of Warhawk, man.
Oh, damn. It's like that, Riku.
Yeah. You know the game has 16v16. I was so good I could be on a team by myself versus 16 players and still win.
Wow.
That game was the shit because you can like you can do whatever you want. You can fly, you can drive.
Especially when you get those jump packs. Oh my god. But yeah, let's continue.
All right, go ahead, Chris. You could give both answers, multiplayer and single player.
All right. I mean, single player. Shit. I want to say it's got to be probably Breath of the Wild because I did everything in that freaking game. I was looking at everything. I forgot what said I had 200 something hours put into it. And multiplayer is Star Trek Online. I put in way too much time.
Oh shit!
No, yo, when you say multiplayer, yeah, fuck. Yo, how much time you put into it? Too much time.
Actually, I think I may need to change my actor.
Oh man, shit! I had hundreds of hours in that game. I don't remember anymore because I burnt out and I stopped playing it.
Oh shit, dude! You made me change my answer. I completely forgot about this fucking game for multiplayer. That is, I know for a fact. I put way more hours into this game than I ever did in Warhawk, and that is motherfucking RuneScape. I know easily. I know easily. I must have put 7,000 plus hours into RuneScape.
Yeah, I definitely put seven.
It's just ridiculous. If they showed me my playtime in that, I wouldn't even be surprised. Fucking RuneScape, Jesus Christ! I think that's the reason why I stay away from fucking MMOs. Because of that fucking game right there. But I think everybody has that one MMO that they went OD on, and they're just like, all right, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, if Manny was here, he could tell you, like, when we were rooming together, every night I came back from work, I was on Star Trek Online. Like, every single night.
Goddamn.
He's like, yo, man, what you doing, Chris?
Why you gotta do his fucking impression? It's so fucking perfect. No, but that was me for the entire PS2 generation, was RuneScape. I must have stopped and played a couple Dinosaurs games and a little bit of Ratchet here, and then it was back to RuneScape.
Yo, every time you say Dynasty Warriors, man.
Dinosaur Warriors.
It sounds like Dinosaur Warriors.
Let's go. Yo.
Yo, don't put that game to Adam, though.
Man. Adam, let's go. We're about to play some Dinosaur Warriors co-op, baby. Game of the year, Adam. Let's go.
That's animal cruelty right there. Fuck
this shit. Dinosaur Warriors, baby. Let's go.
What a dino do to you, man? Shit.
No, you are the dino, man. You're the dino warrior.
Dino warrior. Fucking Adam don't like dinosaurs because a pterodactyl shitted on him one time.
Oh, Lord.
It's just not right. It feels wrong killing them. It's like killing puppies. I just don't
stop it, Adam.
I just don't see it. We see them as it's fucked up.
He was in the park with his honey and shit. They're having a picnic and a pterodactyl just shits on his head.
No, I don't think it's not. I like the movies. I like
reading. You like Jurassic Park?
I love Jurassic Park. I love the series. Ew. I just don't like what's going on, Manny.
Oh shit, Manny's here. Looking like Terminator.
It wasn't me this time.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Oh yeah, the question. Okay, this one's hard for me to answer because back in the day. Excuse me.
What happened? Did Chris answer the other part of the question?
Yeah, he did Star Trek, man.
Star Trek Online.
Yeah, man, what's this question?
I'll ask you later, man. the fuck was I forgot my answer. Oh yeah, so see, it's hard because back in the day, I know for a fact I must have put thousands of hours into fighting games. You know, Manny, you remember? Mm-hmm. You know, that's all we did all day, every day. You know, so take your pick: Street Fighter, Virtua Fighter, Darkstalkers, X-Men versus Street Fighter. I must have sank hours into that shit. Crazy stuff.
I would say X-Men versus Street Fighter. Probably that one. Most.
Actually, you know what? You're probably right about it because that's the only game I played for an entire year. That was the year when the Saturn died and before the Dreamcast came out. I had nothing to play but that game every single day. You know, so that's probably the main game. And that's both single player and multiplayer, so that counts for both of them. But if you want to give a more modern one, the game I sank the most hours into, it's got to be between GTA 4, not 5, GTA 4, trying to get them fucking trophies. I got the platinum, though, son. You already know.
Those motherfucking pigeons, baby.
Yeah, oh, man. Not even the pigeons. It was because, okay, story time.
Story time.
You've told this story before.
I have, but, you know, we have new fans.
We got new.
Don't say it now. We don't get us in trouble. We can't say that word anymore.
Yeah, I stopped myself.
Yeah, but Rico, remember, you're not one because you got a Vita.
That's true. You are so fucking.
And now for GTA 4, right? One of the multiplayer trophies was like complete every single multiplayer objective, right? If you're on Xbox, this wasn't a problem. You complete them and it remembered everything, right? On PS4, there was a glitch, and I believe till this day they haven't fixed the glitch where if you, let's say you do 95% of all the challenges in one go and decide I want to go to bed now, all that shit'll be erased, all of it.
That's
you know?
Insane.
So what we did was, it was me and a crew, you know, trophy hunters crew and shit. We were like, all right, man, we're going to stay up and we're going to get this shit, you know. So me and this dude from Germany, he didn't even understand English, you know. We were just texting each other. He understand a little bit. So I left my PS4 on for 3 days, right, because I still wanted to go to sleep and shit. So did he, you know. So we would do like a certain amount of challenges, go to bed, come back. Now, it was for both of us. So I did all 100 of my challenges. Then I helped him do the all 100 of his. Man, and then there was this other trophy where we had to get to like level 100. I think it was the max one. So we played this one level just to level up like for 2 fucking months, every night playing for hours, you know. So yeah, GTA 4, probably the main game I played, you know, in recent years. Go ahead, Carlos. What were you going to say?
That was back in the day where you met people, random people online, and you can actually trust them.
Yeah. Mm. Well, here's the thing. I didn't meet them randomly. Like, I met them on the PlayStation forum. I went to the forums.
You could.
People that were just as dedicated to you.
When there was like, there was a trophy hunters group. I don't know if you remember them, Riku, but we were. Yeah. I was in there. I met a bunch of them, and I'm still friends with some of these guys, you know. But like, and this is why, if you look at my friends list, like, half of them have like insane trophy counts, you know.
Yeah, same. Because like, that's like level 100 trophy level. And God. Damn.
Like crazy shit. Yeah. Go ahead.
I met a lot of those guys on PSN profiles on there, and then you can just click on a game, and then it's like, oh, if you need help with this trophy, and then you click on it, and it takes you to a specific forum just for that trophy.
That's dope.
So I would see a bunch of names. I did that for The Division when I need to do the Dark Zone. Remember, I would need a crew to do the Dark Zone. That's it. Went in there. Everybody's same focus, same mindset. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, this is what we got to do. It's like, all right, no bullshit.
Yeah, like Manny and I did a lot of trophies on PS3, and it was cool. All the guys we met, we all had the same goal, so there wasn't any bullshit going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Manny, so what is the game you spent the most amount of time playing, both single player and multiplayer? So two answers, basically.
Probably Metal Gear Solid 2.
For single player.
And that was just because I just had this thought in my head that if you played the game and got everything, you would somehow be able to unlock Snake. Fortunately, that never happened. Played that game some left, right, and crooked every single way you could possibly play. Got everything that you could ever do in it.
Don't worry. I had that kind of same mindset in Dynasty Warriors 3. Like when you were fighting generals, they would charge their special bar. But for some reason, when they did it and they were done charging, all of their health would come back. And for some reason, I thought, maybe if I played this game long enough, I would unlock an item that would allow me to do that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened.
Oh, man. Never happened. And then Metal Gear Solid 2, in order to get all of the secret items, you had to get the dog tags from every single soldier in the game. So you have to held up every single character, every single soldier in the game, and then, you know, they'll shake around and they'll get your they'll give you their dog tag. Some of the guys are more difficult than others. You had to shoot over their head, and then they get afraid because they get a little bit of, they get a little bit of, a little saucy with you. They're like, "Hey, you're not gonna shoot me," you know.
And didn't you need to get the dog tags in every difficulty as well?
Yes, you did. In order, in every single difficulty, and how many dog tags you had affected how what special item you would get. And it was also separate for Raiden and for Snake. So you played the tanker level a bunch of different times on every single difficulty, and then you could get the stealth camouflage, the, you know, the infinite headband, and you get like the special, a couple of other special things. So yeah, there you go. Spent all that time doing that. But it was, you know, it was a good experience. And that's the one game that even to this day, I know that game so well. I don't even need a strategy guide. I can literally play that game end to end. And I did it for PlayStation 3. End to end. Got every single thing. Remembered every single bit of it.
And you got the platinum for that one too.
And
right?
I got the platinum twice on PlayStation. Nice. One for Vita and one for PlayStation 3. Granted,
when you got the glow,
but granted, yeah. granted, PlayStation the PlayStation 3 and the Vita version of Metal Gear Solid 3, they connect. So if you get it in one, you get it in the other.
Mm-hmm.
So like as soon as you log in from the Vita version and you get your save from the PlayStation 3 version, all those trophies just pop up. So you get a weird inaccuracy. So you like on the same hour you get all like. In the same minute, you get like a bunch of different trophies, which doesn't, it almost looks like it's a glitch, but it's not. So that's what it would do.
Happen in fucking sound shapes.
Yeah. So that's the one that I spent the most time on as a single player. The one that I spent the most time on as a regular, like a multiplayer game. There was a game that we were doing multiplayer in. What was it? It was a game with trophies in it.
It wasn't Assassin's Creed, was it?
Might have been Assassin's Creed, but it was probably Assassin's Creed because I know I have the platinum in one Assassin's Creed game.
Was it Revelations?
It might have been Revelations.
It's got to be the early ones. The early ones were easy to get. Just collect all the flags, probably do all this. Fine.
Yeah, no, because he's talking about the ones with the multiplayer in them. So it had to be Brotherhood. Brotherhood.
You know what?
Yeah,
I think it was Brotherhood because that was the one where you had to. You had to be one of those guys and you had to do something.
Yeah, it's probably Brotherhood, yeah.
I think that's the one that I spent the most most time online.
What about Metal Gear Online?
Never really cared. Like, I played Metal Gear Online for Metal Gear 4, and I don't know, I just never, none of that stuff never really clicks with me. You know, I've said it before with these things. I just don't like the gameplay loop. When it comes to online games, you're just constantly shooting people. And I, to be honest, I don't find the fun in that. To me, honest, there's got to be some sort of
competitive nature, Manny.
Going against somebody isn't something that I don't care for. I mean, like,
they're working towards something. Well, you get new weapons, new gear, everything that you just talked about getting in the
same. Garbage.
You're just getting garbage.
You want to know why?
Basura.
Want to know why is garbage? Because in the game, I got all that shit normally. I found it in the level, and to me, that's more worthwhile than just magically something appearing inside of your item.
Now you get to kick real people's asses. And then you claim it from them.
Don't care.
He does not get the satisfaction out of beating somebody.
You haven't felt that feeling of like when someone leaves you a nasty message with reggaeton in the background.
I've never been good enough in any sort of online game to even care.
But you're good at fighting games. I could see you.
Like I played those online fighting games. I'd much rather be next to the person that I'm playing, like Tony or Chris or. Any of our
so
other
you can friends. Choke them out when you lose.
Yes, no, man. I like that. I like that feeling better because it's
throw that dual shot.
We get to see each other like, oh, you know, like really react rather than with this weird separation of just like nobody. Am I blurry? Yeah, this weird separation
of blur.
Yeah. This weird separation of just nobody being there. It's like there's no real feedback. What feedback is it? The way I look at it is like, how do I know that? I mean, even though I know that everybody, you know, online mode is essentially just another player, but I don't get that feeling from it. It doesn't feel, there's no connection there. So that's part of the reason. I'm like, and then playing Metal Gear Online, I'm just like, okay, what's the use of this? I'm like, I'm constantly getting my ass whipped. I'm not getting any. There's nothing I'm getting out of this. You know, the only reason why I think I did play Metal Gear Online was just to get the stupid. It was one thing that kind of came over from Metal Gear Online, which was the what was it? It's like a thing that you can kind of stab the other troopers with, and you could see everybody in the game. And I think that was one thing that can kind of come over from Metal Gear Online to Metal Gear 4. But then there was another way to get that too, if you just got a specific rank. No online game has ever, you know, got me to the point where I just said, oh yeah, I need to constantly play this because I just don't feel it.
I feel sorry for you, man.
Feel sorry for me what?
You're missing out on a type of satisfaction.
Uno has a camera. Glad you get to see their faces. You'll be like, you suck.
I don't care for Uno. I much rather play Uno against you in a room than just seeing some small on the other.
He wants to throw that Uno card at you and give this man grief.
It's all about connection.
Well, that's the whole point of online. Like,
yeah, man, that's stranding.
You are
right
not
there,
connected.
Isn't that somebody?
We're connected right now.
You are only. From a physical standpoint, you don't see the reaction of any single person that's online. You only see their avatar.
You don't see it when you're playing either, because you're looking at the screen.
No, when you're in the same room going against somebody, you can look across the room. You can look across at somebody else.
That's how you be losing. Looking at the screen.
That is a true multiplayer.
That is truly how you lose, baby.
No, that isn't truly how you lose. I don't like the idea of online multiplayer, but I do like the idea of LAN parties or being in the same room with all the people that you're actually playing with. SGG stuff. I totally get that, because it's like you're getting to sit right next to that motherfucker, and you can yell at him. You can do anything you want right there.
Take the arcade stick.
That's a perfect situation. But to me, all of this disconnected, impersonal bullshit. Like, just
you love the arcade back in the day, right?
Going yeah, I liked arcades. Even if I got my ass whipped by the Asian dude, I still cared for it, because I was like, okay, that's good. And then you also had a choice. You know which online mode that I actually do like? There's only one. And that's one where we all have a specific goal, not just capture the flag.
You mean co-op?
So, co-op situation. Like Gears of War 1, or any other ones with the drop-in, drop-out co-op, or what Resident Evil 5 happened, I love those versions of co-op. Because
The Division. You should be playing The Division.
No, I didn't.
It's a military shooter, man. He doesn't fuck with those.
He just said Gears of War.
Yeah, that's Gears Aliens. War, that's Gears Contra, man. Gears of War has a fucking
story. Sci-fi.
Yeah, it has monsters in it. Yeah, it has monsters.
The shit hit the fan. Shit hit
the aliens. Come on, now.
It's just a loose story to get you to do things. I feel like the situation like Gears of War is a great situation. Resident Evil, because you're going through the story. There's a specific common goal. As opposed to like, hey, look, you know, some guy, let's just go get this loot. That doesn't interest me. The loot doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's exactly what turned me off of a game like Destiny. I played that demo and I was just like, oh, this is garbage. So I just stopped.
You don't fuck with the Borderlands, do you?
No, I don't care.
Borderlands 3 is right around the corner, people.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to keep answering this question. Who didn't go yet?
Halo 3 for the multiplayer and maybe Fallout 3 for single player, or if I don't even know if World of Warcraft counts.
That'll count for multiplayer.
That's an online game, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would count for multiplayer.
But that's like, no, like I'm saying for single player, because
yeah, I'm gonna count it for both.
So you're trying to tell me when it comes to that game you played it, you're trying to say you played it mostly single player for the single player?
Well, it's because it's hard to define it, because it's like, yeah, like level grinding and shit and doing quests. But it's not really, people say there's a story, but this shit doesn't have a story. So it's like, I don't know. It's in a category of its own, I think.
Yeah. All right, Brian, go ahead, because literally on the second question, we got to move on.
What was the first frame?
You said there was only two questions. So
no, we got more. We got more. You got to listen to what I say afterwards, Adam. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Warframe, GTA, San Andreas. Simple.
Nice.
I put so many hours
into that game, it's not even funny.
Oh, San Andreas. Oh, man, back in the day. You kidding me? So, That was another one. Yeah, that's probably one I could probably count, too, legitimately. I put so many hours into that.
You know what's funny? Like, you know, I say I played Metal Gear for so many hours, but I played Final Fantasy VII so long that the clock stopped in the game.
By the way, did I say
it stopped at like 99 hours?
Yeah, you did. You said it three times.
I meant Halo 2.
Actually, before we move on, Manny, you could answer the first question. What game's DLC was better than the main game to you?
Oh, what was it? Infamous Second Son of First Light or whatever.
Oh, First Light. Okay.
Yeah, I remember
with
that.
The neon girl. I fucking hate that asshole from Troy Baker. Son. I hate that guy. That character.
They fuck Troy Baker.
Yeah, he's damn. He's. I call him a dock worker. I'm like, I don't want to play the fucking dock worker. I'd much rather play the girl. She seemed like a more interesting character than that douche.
Yeah, she was cool. All right, next question from this person whose name I shall not say. Do you feel like great game music has helped carry mediocre games into retro days? I don't think so.
Does he have any examples?
No, he doesn't.
He's got to give some examples.
He doesn't give examples. He just goes, what games and what music?
What games are mediocre games?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I can't think of a bad or mediocre game in the past that had like, oh wow, this soundtrack is great.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
So was the music.
Yeah, pretty much. You know,
for those games back then.
Yeah, so yeah.
Well, here's a game. Here's a game that people liked, but the music was pretty lousy. Streets of Rage 3. That game had some lousy ass music.
To be fair, though, Streets of Rage 3 was kind of lousy. You know,
but I feel like the game itself was a lot more fun than the music was.
Yeah, but no, I can't really think of one where the music was like, oh, this game sucks, but the music's dope. I don't think that it existed back then.
In the retro games, but hell yeah! But
the only game where I can think where the music is kind of like almost as popular as a game is like Tetris.
Yeah, but Tetris is a classic, you know?
Yeah, but Tetris is like a classic game, so it's like...
That's a fun game to play. I'll play that shit mute.
What, Tetris 99?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't look like we have an answer for this.
No, I don't think we can. Sorry, buddy.
No, that's a pass.
And that's a
no for me, dog. All
right. Yeah. Next question. This one's kind of interesting because it's gaming related, but it also isn't. But I'll allow it. But try to frame it gaming if you can. This is from Tennessee Sooner. He's asked us stuff before.
All right.
What's the pettiest thing you've seen someone do in your field of work, whether it be reviews, game journalism, and he said tattoos for Brett. So whatever your line of work is, what is the pettiest thing you've seen? And try to keep it gaming related if you can. This should be easy for some of us, but some others, I want to hear your answers. The thing, actually, this is tough for me because I can't say some of these things without putting people on blast. You know what I'm saying, Manny? Like, we see some petty shit behind the scenes.
Some petty stuff, yeah.
But I don't want to, air dirty laundry, you know?
Yo, man, you got to keep that kayfabe up. Nothing wrong.
But I will say this, though, because it's not related to me or anybody I know. Some petty shit would be like, you know, like a... And I'll keep it vague, even though you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. When a game developer or company decides to exclude a video game journalist outlet, and then that outlet comes out with a piece complaining that they got blacklisted, that's kind of petty. It's like, all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that type of shit. But I could give you a bunch of personal examples, but I'm not trying to put anybody I know on the spot, you know?
To be honest, it's like, I can't really think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, nothing to mind comes to mind as far as, I mean, anybody can be really petty, you know, as far as these things go. And it's a little bit difficult to kind of, you know, sort of put that stuff out there. You know what I mean? Like, to say what is, because, you know, there's always two sides to every story, to be honest. And I feel like, and at the same time, it's like you're saying what somebody did is also kind of putting somebody on blast that you might know. So I think I'm going to pass on this one.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm passing on because I think we're all gonna. Are we all gonna pass on this? We don't want to get in trouble, do
Gary
we?
Listens to this show. can't do it.
Is anybody willing to answer this?
I mean, I could give him kind of like a spin on the the question previously that we had, but not nothing to this one.
When Brian promised me you would watch Fate Zero,
yo, man, Brian, you shady.
I watched Moonlight.
Spooky, Brian. No.
I watched Moonlight.
It took you 5 years, but
I watched it though.
Hey, man.
God, yo, Riku, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Hey, he watched it eventually, man.
Yo, man, I'm going to call out some shady shit. People calling themselves the manga god and they ain't read no manga.
Manga god, manga fraud, let's go.
It's called the manga fraud. What's up with that?
Shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. By the way, if you guys could hear some of the shit we talked about before and after the show, you would hear some petty ass stories, yeah. Man. Fuck.
Yeah. Throw down After Dark, man.
You know, fuck.
Patreon. Start it up.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on. In your opinion, what is the most fleshed out world in a video game or video game series? Very interesting.
There's so many. I mean, especially a lot of those, like that Fallout game. You know, it seems like their world is pretty solid in the way their the rules of the way their world works, you know?
Yeah, I really like, Brett's not here, I can say it the right way, Dragon Age. I love that the whole lore of that. You know, it really feels like it's like they put a lot of time into it. And, of course, Mass Effect is another one. It's like, damn, this they went deep, you know, with the lore and everything. You can read that shit for hours, man. There's a bunch of them, but I'll go with those.
Ahead, I used to love the lore voiceover guy. It's like the Citadel.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh man, all right.
BioShock, a good example. Also, a lot of the BioShock games. Yeah. Portal.
Mm. Yeah, but I feel like for Portal, it's sort of a weird, unintrusive version of it, where like it's there, but if you didn't know it, it doesn't matter. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More. I mean, it's like when it comes to well thought out, like GTA is not that hard to accomplish because it's based on real life.
Real world, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kind of taking you know, crime stories and sort of adapting them.
Yeah, and settings and all that stuff too.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like maybe this is also talking about worlds that like you can't help but want to get immersed in. You know, like how their world sort of works. I kind of feel like Adam would probably say the game like Shadowrun would be one of those games.
Yeah, that changed my life.
Adam, is that your answer?
No. But that game changed my life. I remember when you came over with the PlayStation, the Super Nintendo, because I didn't have a Super Nintendo. I don't even know what drew us to that. I think we just went to the video store just to see what they had.
Yeah.
I don't think we had a cool
cover, man.
Did it? I don't even remember. It just said,
like, just some guy on it.
Yeah, some guy. We're like, all right, whatever. I mean, we're playing. I went like, holy shit, this is legit, to the point that I think I had to bring it back the next day. And we paid extra money to keep it.
Yeah.
You know, we were like, no, we got to finish this.
Yeah, well, because also not to mention our fucking save data was on there. So
yeah,
you
know,
whoever gets the game later is going to delete that shit and put their own game on there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Adam, what's your answer?
I don't know. Go to the next guy. I'm still thinking.
All right, you could say Shadowrun, and you know,
I got to be legit. This is all saved on the internet. You know how this shit works.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you can change your mind. Yeah.
Brian, go ahead. What's your answer?
I say GTA. Because again, like the world feels so good sometimes. Most games,
even though it's just a parody of the real world.
Yeah, I feel like it's a sort of a satire of reality.
Yeah, but they did. Good satire, as far as I'm concerned. Like, the satire feels on point. Like, it's never really too one-sided. Like, it satires all sides, and hence it's like, hey, this is what satire should be. It's not too like, hey, we're pro this, we're pro that. No, it's like, hey, everyone gets some shit. There you go.
It's kind of like the South Park way of doing satire, where it's like, nobody's safe.
Yo, man, but what's better, man? The satire on the real world, or the satire on the satire of the real world with Saints Row?
Oh shit! Riku dropping all them links.
Oh yeah. So yeah.
Oh, what are these?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So my turn. I would say I don't want to sound like a broken record, but them Legend of Heroes games.
I knew it.
Legend of Heroes games, man. I was really trying to think of a game that, you know, has immersed me into its world harder than those games are. And I think only reason these games do a good job in it is because each of the games, which, you know, there's 9 so far, are full 60 plus hour JRPGs. And each of them, you know, for the most part, you know, when I put, if you look at the link that I posted, each of them take place in one of those little like locations, like that tiny blue one you see inside there. 120 hours worth of fucking story is in that one tiny little blue location, and that's the smallest one inside that in that entire thing. So it's like they do ridiculous amount of detail into every like location, and as you can see, they have 9 games in to each of these JRPGs. And they I think they just showed this giant world map like a month ago, and they're basically saying they're not even halfway done with the entire thing. Like, you know, that all of that black shit, we don't even know what, they haven't even gotten to that shit yet. So it's like, Jesus Christ. If you guys, I think this franchise started in 2004, and it's, you know, all of the games are connected all the way up to now, and we're not even halfway done yet. So I was like, fuck, I gotta give it to this one.
It's like the Game of Thrones of video games, man.
Some people was comparing it to Infinity War, since that 9th game takes all of the characters and brings them together for a giant crossover fuckfest.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my answer.
All right. Who else wants to go next?
I'll just say Grand Theft Auto 4.
That's it. Oh, that just one, specifically 4?
Yeah, just 4. What about something table about tennis? 4. Nah, table tennis didn't keep going. If it did,
it wouldn't have a world, yeah. Did it? Like,
no, it was not a world. That's what I'm saying. I was waiting for them. I was waiting. Man, they could make a sequel where it's like once, you know, you win and you walk outside and the whole world opens up and it's like Balls of Fury. They could do it, but they didn't. So,
oh, well. Yeah, Chris, did you go yet?
No, I honestly, I'd give it to Zelda. Like, the lore of Zelda is built up over like 30 years and they somehow managed to make it work together. Like the current games, like the Breath of the Wild brought all these different timelines of Zelda and all these branching stories together somehow and made it work. So I was really impressed by that, because often games that just keep throwing sequels and whatever in, like, it wasn't cohesive, and then they decided, oh, there's a split timeline, and you're like, yeah, that's just an excuse to explain why things are so different between each game, and then they kind of pulled it all together. And I was like, "All right, that I'll give him credit for that. I give him credit. That's pretty cool."
Like I loved Gears. I was gonna say Gears, but I felt like they were just making it up as they went along. It wasn't really thought out to the point of like, "Wow, this is gonna be a hit franchise." Holy shit!
Yeah, you never really get the sense that there's a specific place that they're going to. You know, it's more or less just, mm-hmm. you know, destroy the bad guys.
Yeah, although, that's it.
Although I would say Gears of War, you know, even though they, you know, it was just made up as they went along, I still think it's a pretty cohesive universe, you know?
Oh, no, it is. But it is. I think, to be honest, I think going into the future is an interesting sort of okay. But it, to be honest, I think the more interesting stuff happens on like Emergence Day or whatever.
Yeah.
The stuff before when Marcus Enix was in jail and all that shit.
And this is why I don't understand when people are like, oh, Judgment gets a bad rap. But for what? That is the backstory. Everything you just said is what's mentioned mm-hmm. there, because they're talking about how did Phoenix go to jail? How did this happen? How did these mm-hmm. guys meet up? You know, Bird is in trial and he's explaining it while he's there. And I'm like, all right, so tell us the story. And then you're getting to play all the backstory. That's awesome. It was great.
All right. Moving on. Where are we up to? Oh, G Megaforce. A 1, a 2, a 3. All right. So his first question is, which post-release game changes upset you the most? I'm just going to say Division 2. Fucking Division 2 pissed me off. Fuck off, man. Yo, me, Adam, and Chris were trying to play this shit the other day. Man, like, they just changed so much, and it's like we don't even have any incentive to play this shit anymore. You know?
We tried to do the raid because they did the matchmaking. They turned that on, and it wasn't matchmaking with anyone, so then we're like, all right, and I know it's at the bottom. It's like, oh, you want to just start the raid? I'm like, oh, yeah, press the button, and it lets 3 of us start it, and we got our asses handed to us by grunts right at the beginning of the damn level. I'm like, shit, you shouldn't let anybody play then. At least wait till we're a full team. Can't just launch like this.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Because remember, we played that game so much, and then like you know, we took a little bit of a break, and then like we, like they had a big update, like yo, let's go. And then we found out like they depowered us. The raid was all fucked up. It's like yo, what the hell's the point even playing this shit anymore, man? You know. So that was very disappointing.
That's part of the reason why I don't even bother with those types of
games. I don't blame you, man.
Where it's like you come back and all of a sudden the whole game is all fucking different.
Yeah, like disappointing.
Yeah, what if you played a single player game and you came back and like
imagine
the
whole that shit?
Story just changed. Yeah. You know, the leveling system turned around.
I feel like they did that in one game.
Yeah, it sounds like they did that in one game.
I remember something like that where the shit was all fucked up. That's why. And it was like, all right, we're going to change things. I mean,
something that works and then it just changes. Like if it was something that was already broken, yeah. Change it.
Like the Mass Effect 3 ending. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they proactively changed the actual ending around while, you know, in a DLC thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the Battlefield ones, the Battlefield game, they changed the menus, they changed everything. Remember that? The Battlefield, and they did that for the Need for Speed, the last Need for Speed. They just changed everything. It's like, all right, your whole menu, they wiped it and they gave you a whole new menu system. Definitely remember them doing that in Battlefield. Logged in one day and the whole thing was different. A whole new menu system.
Wow. Yeah, I don't like that sort of stuff, man. I'm just gonna go down the line here. Brian.
I can't really think of any. Because most seem to be okay. Like I also cannot think of any games that really messed up that badly. The first Division, maybe, when they kept on just changing everything. Then it was kinda like fucked up from the get go though. Like
yeah.
Division 1 was really bad.
It took a lot of patches to get it to where it was at the end.
Oh, yeah. Like, they fucked up on so many things. Like, they had weapons that didn't have stats on them. Some did have stats on them. It was messed up.
Yeah, all right. Carlos. All right, you want me to come back to you, man?
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Oh, I mean, like... Division 2 has had the worst kind of updates, add-ons, gear refocusing. Yo, I had, just like your cousin, I had my stuff over 500.
Yeah.
I was so pissed when I logged in and I was back down to 499. All my respec gear got nerfed. Everything I recalibrated was fucked up. I was like, this is some bullshit. Then we played the other night and even the dailies didn't work.
Yeah, the dailies didn't work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, but then here's the thing. Yeah. Remember with the raid, even if we were to do the raid, we're not going to get the exotic weapons and the perks for completing it because they're and under their logic, you have to play it under the original idea of having your 8 friends and that thing. You can't do open matchmaking. If you do open matchmaking, you don't get anything out of it. You'll find some gear, but it's not going to be the good gear.
Fucking bullshit.
It's a smack in the face.
Yo, remember how pissed my cousin was, man?
He rage quit.
Yeah, he rage quit. It was 5. He was 5:15, man.
All he went back work, to Wii. Yeah. I only see him on the Wii. That's how far back he went.
All that fucking work, man, for nothing. You know, he spent hours just grinding to get shit. You know, fuck that game, man.
I have one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Red Dead Redemption 2 online beta.
Oh man,
that should kill the game.
Yeah,
people like, still play that though. That's the thing.
Yeah, they still do, but you know.
I mean, but I mean, when GTA 5 is more popular, fucking Red Dead 2.
Yeah, that's a different type of
Rockstar killed fucking Red Dead 2's online with the greedy ass microtransactions, man. They fucked that up. They like everything fun in the game they took out so that you could have to spend money on it. You know, like everything, man.
Because money's fun. That's why they like.
Is it out of beta?
Yeah, it's been
out of beta. Yeah, it's been out of beta.
Yeah.
And they're still got casino. They added you could play cards and shit.
Yeah, they're at, you know, finally. But it's like, yo, where was that shit before? Like, basically any means that you have in the main game to make money, they took it out of the multiplayer. So you have to buy shit to get money, you know?
I wonder, because, you know, the casino stuff for GTA 5 is coming out next week, right? Remember, go out there, go get the free penthouse with the Twitch. Yeah. Anyway, it's in a casino. And I wonder, can you really gamble?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Can you link your account and just gamble?
They probably won't let you do that.
It's not called gambling. It's called
surprise mechanics.
Yeah.
They can call whatever they want, but that game right there, that's an M for mature game, so they don't have to worry about it. EA with the sports, that's E for everyone. But this is mature already, so they technically could get away with it. Because kids should not be playing it, period.
Yeah, well, they're also trying to get smoking out of M-rated games, so, you know, who knows?
I feel like they've been trying that for years, though.
I said when Red Dead 2 was coming out, I said, yo, man, they should release both of them together, man. They don't want to send that precedence because other fucking companies will fuck it up. And I gave leeway to Rockstar saying, hey, I mean, I know Rockstar can do it well, but obviously I was wrong. And now Red Dead Redemption 2 is just an afterthought for most people now.
Pretty much.
I'll go back when they open up fast travel. That's it, because I just can't imagine just riding my horse all over the place again and again. No, I just want to go to point A to point B. I finished the game and done. Give me that as a trophy. Like, hey, you won. The world is unlocked to you. Go crazy. That's all I want. Because there's tons of side shit I want to do. I just don't feel like traveling. That takes time.
Yeah, I just had to let my horse do it, you know, because you could.
Even when you do that, sometimes it fucks up. I would have it. I set up. Next thing you know, the horse falls and shit, bangs into something.
Yeah. All right. Riku.
I would have to say, this is just the game. It doesn't matter if it's single player or multiplayer.
Yeah, right? It doesn't matter.
Okay. So my answer is actually a multi answer, because basically with every multiplayer game that this company has made, the same fucking thing happens. That is Naughty Dog. And Uncharted 2 multiplayer, Uncharted 3 multiplayer, and Last of Us multiplayer. To which and where, when the games first come out, they're great. It's probably, you know, from a balancing standpoint, the most balanced the games have ever been in any of their, like, you know, patches after it. And every single fucking time, they always fuck it up. They always change something in those games where it's always for the worse. Everyone agrees that all of the Naughty Dog multiplayer games, as soon as Naughty Dog starts messing around with it, patching it, and quote-unquote trying to make it better, they always fuck it up. And any person that's heavy into any of those games can tell you that. They will agree with me heavily.
I only did the multiplayer in Uncharted 4 just to get the trophy for it, for the plaque.
Yeah, I heard Uncharted 4 is, you know, as far as that being the case, it is the least offender to it, but I heard it's still the same case.
Mm.
But yeah, man, oh my god, they fucked Uncharted 2 multiplayer up so bad. That's why I had to drop it. Same thing with Last of Us multiplayer. I'm scared for Last of Us 2 multiplayer. I'm gonna just go in there, have as much fun as I can, and when that first patch comes out, I'm out.
Did they confirm that's even happening? Maybe they decided to take that shit out?
No, they're definitely doing a multiplayer. I'm willing to put money on it. If anybody trying to bet, let's go. Put the money now.
Carlos?
Real quick, speaking of multiplayer, Tony, from what we talked about, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 does have online and multi and local co-op.
Does it work, though?
I have not tried it, but
It has it.
Because I wasn't sure if I had it, and then I saw a patch note right when I booted up. It gave me a patch. I'm like, oh, okay. It said it fixed it, so I guess it was broken.
Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't see it. But
it's okay. Yeah. It's broken.
Yeah. For this question, I'm just going to skip you, Manny.
about multiplayer?
You know, like what game got post-release that you think ruined it for you, but you don't play those type of games.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, like nothing. I've never been, had anything that had just been changed beyond, like, you know, like, especially with the multiplayer, and it seems like multiplayer titles are the ones that get the most kind of distorted and changed around. I mean, the most thing I could actually say was just the Mass Effect one was the biggest one I knew of, where it's just like they essentially just said nobody liked the ending of the game, and they just went, all right, that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And right. they were forced by that, right? Because from what I'm saying, they didn't have that. But that's what I'm saying. They didn't have that. It's like, well, this was the alternative. They had no alternative.
No, they
just had to wing it and make some shit up.
Yeah, they did, because the fans were pissed off.
It's too bad.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing about that, it was just like, you know, and I think it's kind of warranted. It's because you spent all this time, you know, with choice, and really it all ends in one the same way, just with a different color.
yeah, I think them, you know, giving people that choice was the best thing to do, because that was horrible. You know,
granted, I didn't hate the original ending. I just think I do understand where the, and Nietzsche said this on before, because we've been on long enough to actually say that.
That's right. Yeah. Throwdown actually premiered the year that happened. You know, yeah. The controversy had already passed, but that's when we started. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to move on. If you could, this is a funny one, Rico. You're gonna love this question. If you could choose, would your life be turn-based or real time?
Shit.
That's easy. That is so easy. Come on, you know the answer for this one. Everybody knows the answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with turn-based. So I could actually decide shit. Like, oh,
that's it. Turn-based.
You know? Slow down time.
If only we had the time.
Yeah. Like, all yo, right. If somebody asks a question, then you stop time. You're like, okay, what's the best answer right here? You know. Can I also get this with the ability to rewind time if I fuck up, so I can restart?
That's safe state, baby.
I'm going to go with, turn-based, so I could, like, decide shit, you know?
Yeah, it should be one.
You decide shit, and it would have no negative reflection on actual reality.
Yes.
It's like, in other words, you freeze.
Oh, no, sometimes if you're doing turn-based and you make the wrong choice, you fucking die. So there's that, you know?
Well, yeah, there is it. But in other words, like, you freezing time doesn't, you know, affect anything else. Like, no actual time has ever passed.
No, it doesn't, you know, but because there's still, you know, because the thing is, I don't want it to be removed from consequences, obviously. I just want a little bit more time to think about things. But if you make the bad choice, it's still a bad choice. You can't take it back, you know?
Could you imagine watching a UFC fight taking place in turn-based?
I think the way turn-based for reality would only have to be in for the person.
Yeah, for the person,
time
slows, yeah.
Yeah. Time slows down for that person, but it really doesn't slow down for everybody else. But everybody
Manny, but the music still keeps going, you know? All right, does anybody want real time?
No.
Yeah, no.
We want turn-based, man. All right, because real time is real life. It's like the same. Yeah, nothing changes.
What about active time?
Yeah, active time. Yeah, where it fills up.
No, yeah, where you have to. Where essentially, you have to wait. You have to wait.
Oh man. So you need
it. Like, to your turn. But no one's gonna make a JoJo reference.
Riku will.
Okay. I mean, shit. That's basically what they was doing when they were fighting Dio.
This is the perfect Brian. Let me just tell you, and I appreciate that you used that reference at the best time possible on Throwdown.
Yes.
No, I was expecting someone when people were saying, like, stop time, I was like, okay, someone will make a reference, either Carlos or Riku. Come on, someone make the reference. You know you want
people,
to.
People lately have been saying I talk about is JoJo's. So I guess something in my mind was like, don't mention JoJo's. Don't mention JoJo's.
But you were thinking about it.
Yeah, I definitely was thinking about it. You know, like, you can do it.
It's okay. It's just Throwdown, man.
Yeah, you can. We won't judge you, man.
Oh, yeah. They're judging me right now.
They'll judge you in that other room, though, Riku.
I got to judge you about some other shit after that.
Excuse me?
What are you talking about, judging you, man?
I need to call my boy Riku out.
Oh, no. Manga fraud.
But later on, we'll talk about that.
Manga fraud.
We will talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
Yo, yeah. Carlos, just remember, man, if you come on Riku, if you, like, come too strong on Riku, I got a weapon, man. That's all I'm saying, man. I got Riku's back, son. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking about.
No, and for this particular argument, I mean, it's not an argument.
We will see about
I'm
that.
Just, I'm just going to joke around, but yeah, definitely, we'll definitely have your side on this.
Riku, I got you, son.
I'm ready.
All right, moving on. Riku, yo, hold up. I got a question. Yo, Big Mike, you good?
Yo, Mike, you
ain't in the room. What are you talking about?
Oh, he is in the room.
Yeah, he is. And he asked questions for us.
What is this?
All right, so his Carlos cracking me up right now. Okay, what do you guys think of Spider-Man, you know, PS4 Spider-Man, outselling Arkham City? For you guys who don't know, Spider-Man is now the best-selling superhero game of all times.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, so his question is, do you think it deserves all the hype and praise it's getting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, yes, man. Yes, the game is dope. It has Spider-Man in it.
That is the fire game, man.
Yeah, man.
It is the Spider-Man game, man. Every game that came out previously to it, other than, I guess, Spider-Man 2, really never captured Spider-Man as heavily as this game does. Like, every other game felt like it was missing something. This one fucking did it. I'm swinging, beating people's asses. I feel like I'm Spider-Man.
Yo, everybody in this room that's played it got the platinum too, man.
I don't think I've ever gotten the. I don't think I got the platinum for Arkham City.
I got the platinum for Arkham City.
I got it.
Jesus Christ! Yeah. But that game definitely does make you feel like Batman. I'm not taking anything.
Yes, it does. Yeah, but you should say that Arkham City is fucking amazing. You know. Actually, I'll be real right now. I'll be real. You motherfuckers are gonna come after me. I personally do like Arkham City more than Spider-Man, but Spider-Man deserves all the praise it gets. You know,
understandable. Yeah. I'm a bigger fan of Batman than I am of Spider-Man. But I prefer, you know, the Spider-Man game over Arkham City. But Arkham City, man, fuck.
Yeah, that's the shit.
That was definitely one of my favorite games of last generation.
It's on sale for like $7 if you get that bundle.
Yeah, but Rico already got the platinum.
No, I know. For anybody who hasn't, this one.
Yeah, for anyone that hasn't.
You can get the whole bundle for it.
Personally, I actually liked Arkham Asylum better than Arkham City.
Interesting. That's a great game, though.
Yeah. I liked the more... medium sized, open world ish environment.
It's a 3D Streets of Rage.
It's actually more like Metroidvania.
Like the other one is like if you took, you know, again, it took the whole, because I feel like a lot of the open world ish stuff, where you throw the superhero in an open world and there's really not a lot of personality to it, which was just not like Arkham City or whatever. But I liked the more condensed version of that, you know, where it all took place in just one horrible place
and in one night, which is really cool. You rarely see that in video games where it takes place during a single day or a single night.
Well, all the games take place in one single night.
They
now.
Do, don't they? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, okay. So yeah, we like Spider-Man. Great game. Yeah, all right.
I mean, to be honest, it's like how. Like, I mean, granted, you know, Batman was a T for teen game, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Okay.
Don't quote us on that, people. Don't quote us on
that. No, that's a T for teen game.
Fun fact. I mean, I think I already mentioned this, but my nephew, he got a PS4 for his birthday this year. He finally got his PS4. He's
and he got Grand Theft Auto.
And he got Grand Theft Auto, right?
God damn it. Well, no. He was so. Here's the thing. He got Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Grand Theft Auto.
Of course.
No Batman? Get them big boy some Batman.
Yo, man, gotta get some bats.
They got bats.
They got bats. And they got dogs.
All right, next up. And Chris, I want you to answer this one first. Okay. A law firm is looking into the possibility of a class action lawsuit against Nintendo. Do you think Nintendo should offer something to the consumers or fix the Joy-Con issues? So I'm guessing... Okay. Yeah, go ahead, man.
So the Joy-Con drift class action lawsuit is filed already. That case is happening. It's not exploring. They're doing it. I forgot the name of the firm. So they're suing based on the fact that probably a good amount of Joy-Cons from the first run of the Switch have a drift issue where they'll lose calibration. And when you're not actually controlling the thing, your character, whatever, moves because it's registering that you're putting pressure in one direction. So
that happened to my friend.
It's widespread enough where enough people complain and this law firm took up the case. And honestly, like, Nintendo should have fixed that shit like outright and started offering people when they were complaining, they should have offered them replacements. The Joy-Con is expensive. Let's be real. Like, people were buying pro controllers to get around it. That's how bad it was. There was people saying that they bought like 6 Joy-Cons or 8 Joy-Cons and they each started having issues and then just buy a pro controller. So at that point, you know, they sat back and they're just like, whatever, okay. So they're buying more Joy-Cons. No, that's not how you do things. And I know Nintendo's slow to respond to stuff. I'm not saying they were doing it on purpose. Like, haha, who cares? We're buying
their money.
Yeah. No, they just don't move quickly on anything. And maybe they just ignored it. But now it's a real case. And honestly, I don't know if they have a leg to stand on this. They didn't offer any type of warranty. They didn't offer people, hey, we realize there's an issue with Joy-Cons. So if you send us back the defective ones, like do some kind of replacement program.
What happened when people would call in? Because, you know, they always talk about,
they give you the standard shit. Like, oh, you got to reset your Switch. Did you try resetting the system? Did you try they'll walk you through every basic troubleshooting thing you could do for the system and just tell you to use the warranty, right? But then, you know, the warranty is not that long. It's like 90 days, and the drift was probably happening way after that. So you're not eligible for warranty at that point.
Hmm. That's crazy, man.
I mean, the same sort of thing happened with them and the Wii as well. I remember where they weren't offering the little connector to, and you know, like the connected the Wii to your controller, or and then they, you know, the little condom that they put on that was their solution.
A little condom.
People are breaking their TVs, like, you know, they didn't have a strap, so people were complaining of breaking their TVs, they're throwing the remote around with the movement. Then they offered, after it was a huge problem, and probably I don't know if there was legal action in that case, they added the strap, and the whole life of the Wii, the strap was free. You just had to ask Nintendo for one, and they send it to you. And then they added the, like you call it, the Wii condom.
that really thick silicone case you
pulled. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was to prevent you from damaging something if you threw your remote. Yeah, but this is a different issue. This is a defect. This is a widespread defect, and they did not institute a program or something, or acknowledge that it was happening, and now people have taken it to lawyers, right? So now this isn't the public spot. They should have done something about the Joy-Con. And honestly, if they go into manufacturing the Mini or the Light, sorry, excuse me, the Light with the same Joy-Cons, that's going to be a huge issue.
Yeah, because you can't replace those unless you replace the whole thing.
Yeah.
Damn Nintendo.
Unless you like actually take the analogs out and do something.
Yeah, that's what I think for the Light. It's completely different because I think they're just using one same board and just it's all hardware attached. It's not something separate like what we're seeing with the Switch. It's something with that sensor on the current Switch Joy-Cons. And I don't think this is the case. Not a Joy-Con. It's attached. No joy here.
Oh man! All right, moving on here. Mr. Roman Ronin in the house.
Welcome.
So his first question is, Enrique, I guess it's good you're here because you actually like these games. And Adam likes them too. Okay, can you name three reasons why Gearbox's reputation has gone south since Borderlands 2? He has a little more. Borderlands 2 is my favorite game from last generation. I've put more hours into that than any other, and I'm psyched for 3's release. I've grown pretty numb to any kind of outrage, fake or legitimate, in gaming, so I try my best to just let the product speak for itself. But I am aware of people pissed off at Gearbox for buggy games, the leadership, whatever online retailer BS has 100 YouTube videos analyzing the situation, etc. My concern is that the next entry in one of my favorite game franchises is going to suffer, and maybe you guys could give me some reasons why.
Wait, hold on.
That's the question.
I'm trying to. What is he? No, I mean, the issue a lot of people had with Gearbox was that the games they were creating.
Yeah, so he just wants to know, he just wants like 3 or 5 reasons why Gearbox's reputation has gone down since Borderlands 2.
Okay, I can do this. Big one, Randy Pitchford, CEO of Gearbox.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
Like, out of all the stuff that he's been doing, from allegedly not employing people, sorry, not paying people, nonsense sexual harassment stuff that's been going on, allegedly leaving CP on a USB drive somewhere. It's like just weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you have the whole aliens thing where aliens, colonial marines, were marines, just really bad on lots of levels.
And that battle game that they came out, what the hell was that shit called?
Then those, I think, was Battleborn.
Battleborn, yeah.
Came out, it didn't do so well, just tried to be an Overwatch clone, kind of failed at it, and yeah, just not that great. And then from there you have various voice actors complaining about various aspects, like, for example, Borderlands 3 won't have the original voice of Claptrap, because the voice actor originally was doing it for free, and then him and Randy Pitchford had a falling out, and then he's not being brought back into it, hence they don't like that aspect. So
I heard that guy was their PR guy or something like that.
Yeah, he wasn't like a voice actor.
I heard
like pro. He was just like a guy that did the voice for him and had a falling out, and now he's not in there. And a lot of people like consider Claptrap to be like the.
He said he hit him. That was the thing. He said it was physical.
There you go. You get more stuff. You know, like it just gets worse and worse and weirder.
Let me talk a bit about that whole Claptrap thing. Firstly, what I heard was that when it came to Claptrap, he wanted like royalties as far as everything he's done for Claptrap. He wanted to get paid, and they didn't pay him. And they were going to bring him back for three. I heard, and he like I said, when he made that statement and he wasn't getting paid, he didn't come back. But I heard the new person that they're getting for Claptrap sounds exactly like him, so that's probably why they didn't really care to kick him out. But all the other stuff that you said,
it's just the sound alike.
And that's the thing, it's so tricky when it comes to voice acting. We see it all the time where it's like they'll just find some hell. I mean, the biggest thing right now is Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and now the guy who plays Nick Fury sounds so much like Samuel Jackson, you know. And it's that's what they can do.
Voice actors these days are really good, and I think that's a small problem, that some of these voice actors out here think they got a lot of leeway, and and you really don't, man. There's someone out there that can do your voice probably cheaper than you can do.
Well, I mean, to be honest,
with our voice acting prior to the show, Tony,
the guy, you know. He's the thing. The guy, I'm sure, with the guy who plays the Sam Jackson guy, I'm sure that there's a good chance that guy probably did ADR for Sam Jackson and is good at sounding like Sam. Because ADR, you know the way ADR works in film. Sometimes the actors are not able to do additional
commercials.
For lines that they did, so they'll get a sound alike to do the line that's missing, or to do a better line, you know, on top. When they need curses, to cut out curses. Yeah.
Another here's the thing about what he's talking about and being concerned about Borderlands 3. I think the only Gearbox games I've ever played are the Borderlands games. So, you know, all the extra stuff he's talking about, even any of the like standalone DLCs for Borderlands, because I heard some weirdo stuff when it came to those games after Borderlands 2 also. I haven't played any of them. The only ones that I've played is 1 and 2. So when it comes to 3, to be quite honest with you, I'm not worried about any of this stuff that he's worried about.
Yeah.
I think when Borderlands 3 comes out, that here's the thing. When it came to Borderlands 1 and 2, there really isn't that much that changed between those two games. They added probably a little thing here, a little thing there, and everybody loves Borderlands 1 and 2. Some people actually don't, you know, dislike Borderlands 1 and likes Borderlands 2 and vice versa. I don't know how you can. I mean, like I said, they're nigh identical to me, looking back on it on hindsight. Mm-hmm. And something tells me that Borderlands 3 is going to be the same way, where I feel they're not going to really do that much different to Borderlands 3, that when it comes out, and especially since it's been so long, if you're someone like me that hasn't played, you know, any of their shit prior to 2, you're gonna go in there and you're gonna fucking love it.
Yeah, so I don't think that all this silliness with Randy Pritchford and all that stuff is really gonna affect the actual game.
No, I don't think none of that is gonna affect Borderlands 3.
Yeah, remember, this is what people want. They wanted this game.
To be honest, that's kind of their baby, and I don't think they're gonna all that weird bullshit that they're doing.
There's not much that they have to do to make that game bomb. That's the thing.
It was a fun jump in, jump out, just like what you're talking about, Manny. This is what people love about this game. It's like, oh, you playing Borderlands? All right, I'll jump in.
All they really have to do is continue to do what the hell they did in Borderlands 1 and 2, which should be really easy to them. If they fuck this up, I will be beyond surprised. I'll be back on this fucking podcast saying I stand corrected. I am surprised as fuck that they fucked this up, because this is easy for you. So I'm if you're listening, guy, with this question, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I think people were just bitching because they were expecting this game to come out years ago. You know, it's like, why are you producing all these crappy games? Just give us Borderlands 3. And that's the main issue. I mean, like you said, I just can't see them fucking it up. They even said they just added more guns, and that was a selling point for 2 from 1. Remember? Guns.
Here's all they got to do for Borderlands 3. Add more guns. Add a couple new characters with different things, and do your basic Borderlands type of story. And
is Crazy Jack still alive?
No.
I forgot. I don't know. I didn't know that MB2.
He's gone. Handsome Jack.
Handsome Jack.
Yeah. Handsome Jack. He's crazy. I was like, who the fuck is crazy? Who is
that? I like that name though. It sounds good. Yeah. Crazy Jack.
They need to bring him back and call him Crazy Jack. Yeah. Dude. put Carlos on the team for Borderlands 3.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Fuck, pay me that money.
Give me that money.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
All right. And the last question here. What's your favorite theme / background for your console home screen? I'm on PS4 and the FF14 Heaven Sword theme is too epic. I'll change it up occasionally, but I always go back to that theme because just damn.
Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For me, I have, for a while, I had the Nier Automata ones. And before that, I had Grim Fandango. So I just only recently changed mine to, I think we got, what was the free one that we just got recently? It was for a big game.
Resident Evil.
No. I can't remember which one. Oh, Bloodstained. Bloodstained gave you a nice, really nice free one for all the backers. So that's my new one now.
I got the Resident Evil 2 remake.
Mm-hmm.
But I got rid of that like immediately because that just slowed my freaking UI.
Really?
Yeah. Like it made like that, and I also got a custom One Piece one. That shit slowed it even more. I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't have a background on my PS4 for the same reason. I should run slow enough as it is.
Yeah.
On PS3, I used to have dynamic themes though. I used to love the dynamic themes on there.
I had the Star Trek.
I had the Star Trek the ship. Yeah, you could see the nacelles moving and all that stuff and space moving. It was nice. And it didn't really slow down the system. On PS4, they're not very good.
They're not well optimized, I have to say. But granted, I think they are just video running, as I remember, right? Like, something like that.
My problem is that the music keeps, like, you know, the bass music that the PS4 has keeps interfering with the music that the background's trying to play. So it just fucks me up, so I don't really do it. But currently, I do have a God of War theme because the music doesn't interfere with it. Like, everything plays nice and smoothly, and it doesn't fuck things up. But before that, for a long time, I had, like, a Sonic Mania one because there was no music whatsoever. It's just a nice little background. But normally, I kind of just leave it alone. Whatever the stock thing is, I just leave it as that. But the God of War one is cool. Doesn't interfere with anything. I also did have... I really loved their Persona 5 one. It was
Persona.
Forgetting the girl's name.
I had that one.
It was really good. I loved the.
I had one too.
Yeah,
I had the fucking cat, right?
No, it wasn't the cat. It was I'm forgetting her name. The
smart one.
The smart girl. Yeah. The one with the short
girl. Yeah, the short hair. Yeah. The short hair girl.
The music was fucking awesome, but every time I turn on the system, you would hear like, and then it would turn into this Persona thing, and it was just like, it didn't mesh well. You know,
I think Persona had multiple.
I wish I could turn off the main music of the PS4 so I could have the Persona. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like it. I know it's a Tony thing, but it just fucks me up. It's like,
I get it.
You know, it's like
changing a station almost.
changing a station mid song, you know, and it's not even the same fucking like, you know, genre, you know, it's like, what the fuck? I don't like, but the God of War one is nice and smooth, you know.
Mine is Fallout 76. Love that dynamic theme. The music is calming.
Not the game, though, right?
No, not the game, but the helmet and the colors and the just the font and the icons. And, it's so relaxing. So that one, and then the other one that I had for the longest time was Call of Duty World War II. With the explosions and the bombs, and you see your guys, you know, just shooting, and it's like a big World War II in the background, and the smoke and stuff is awesome.
It's a big World War II. I like that description.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
By the way, does the Xbox UI have any like custom?
No, games? No, oh, okay. No. I was no. about to you say could, you can put images, but nothing, no dynamic, nothing like that.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you want to mess with that UI because the fuck.
It's already fucked UI? As it is. Why you guys?
Yo, man, you gotta make it crazy. You gotta make it.
Whoa! All right, who didn't go, man?
I did not go.
Go ahead, Riku.
What's your background?
Which is running.
Surprisingly enough, I think it was like the first day I got my PlayStation 4. And I think just like my Vita, I turned all that shit off. I was like, bro, I think what happened was I something clicked back on, it had to be PS3, where ketones just got annoying to me. You know, the that you know, the PSP and the you used to make that sound every time you fucking did something. That
blip noise.
Even when you're like typing something, they would always make that sound effect. And one day when I was playing my PS3, it just got so fucking annoying to me. So I just went over to the sound settings and I turned off ketones. And, you know, when I got my Vita, same thing. I don't think you could turn off ketones on the Vita, but you can turn off the background music, you know, the little Vita. I turned that shit off like midnight of me getting my Vita.
I'm surprised they never changed that, right?
The one, I have a really good one for, you know, it was like the PlayStation 20th anniversary thing. Uh-huh. That one on my Vita. And that one's actually a lot better than the...
That one had different music?
Yeah, it has like this like a different song, and it had you hear the three different tones from the different PlayStations, where like a little bit of the PlayStation 2 one, and then
But I think that was just a thing for me across every video. It doesn't bother me for some reason. It doesn't bother me within games.
I can understand where you're coming from, though, man. Because like when that shit was playing the music, I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit music playing?
On your Vita or on your PS4?
PS4 Vita. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, PS4. I was the same thing. Midnight release. When I got that shit, I was like, I think I dealt with it for like one day, and I was like, all right, I'm turning this shit off. Same thing with the ketones. I turned it off. But the problem with that is that when you turn off the ketones on PlayStation, it did not do this on the Vita or the PS3. When you turn off ketones on the PlayStation 4, they're like, oh, you want to turn off ketones? Guess what other sound effect we're going to turn off? Ding! Trophies. I fucking lost the sound effect for fucking trophies, so anytime a trophy pop up, it won't make that sound effect.
Can't have that.
Well, no, at first I was like, I might have to turn this back on. So I turned it on for a day, and I couldn't handle it. I was like, all right, I'm going to have to sacrifice this trophy ding sound on PS4, because I just can't deal with these ketones. So ever since I've had my PS4, I've been rocking silence. Like, I just like silence on my UI.
Enjoy the silence.
Yeah, I like silence when it comes to my UIs, man. That's just me. Same thing with ketones. I can't. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Turn it off.
Turn that shit off.
What's that noise?
Don't know why.
Interesting. I think that's gonna do it for us, man. It's crazy. Throwdown is over.
What are we doing?
Yo, man, we can talk about anime.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
man. I didn't go.
Go ahead, Brian DeWolf. Speak up, motherfucker.
Yeah Brian.
Say your piece.
I just have a bog standard picture, and that's it. It's because the UI is slow. Anytime I put any type of theme on, it just slows down. I'm like, nah. I don't need this in my life. I know, I have a picture of Need for Speed Most Wanted. They had like a theme on, and it's the only thing that's half decent, so it stays on.
Is that what, Carlos?
He does have the regular PS4.
Oh, okay.
You're asking. I have the Pro, and you still get the same issues.
Yeah, it's the same bullshit.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
I have a Pro sanction. There was one that always crashed on me. It was a Red Dead one. When I got the Red Dead one, and for some reason, my whole thing would crash. Games would crash. It didn't matter what game I was playing. I said, you know what? Something's wrong. So let me change the theme. Change theme? Never happened again.
Oh, so what you're trying to tell me is that certain themes will crash the games that you're playing?
Yeah.
That's
in the background.
I have to tell my friend that, because he's just been getting crash after crash. And I know he's definitely one of those people out there that's always changed. I really don't change my themes.
It was very common.
Talking about Bandicoot?
It was very common when I had games like when you would save and you just put it in sleep mode, and you know, when you come back and you just resume playing, it would crash. Once I would go to open it up, it would just crash and the whole thing would reboot. Could never do it.
I barely use that suspend feature. It's cool, it's neat, but it's like, I think I only use it like once or twice. But I might have to tell my friend that, because I know he's definitely into the having super crazy background themes.
Change it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be in PSN party chat, and they'll all be playing like Apex or something, and then be like, damn, my fucking game crashed again. And everyone that's with him will be like, again? So I'm like, god damn, that's like a usual thing with my friend. He's crashing on everything. Dragon Ball FighterZ, Apex, everything he plays with his friends, shit crashes. So I might have to tell him to change his
It could depend on the theme, like how much it's got running on it.
Yeah, I might have to tell him about that.
How much shit's going to be... It seems like the ones that have a lot of animations on them seem to do it.
He loves all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question. Do you think that PS5 will have themes? And if so, do you...
Of course. Yeah, they make money from that.
Let me finish.
Oh, shit. Finish now.
Do you think that they will have themes? Yeah. And do you think that the themes will actually affect the sounds?
Yeah.
Wait, have you finished?
Yeah, I finished now.
I think so. I think
I think so too.
Next generation, they're going to... Like, you know, from the XMB to the PDM to whatever the fuck PlayStation 5 is going to have. I think that's something...
Go for tiles. Oh my gosh, like Windows... Well, Windows 10? Oh my gosh, if they do that, that'd be hilarious. Please don't.
Yeah, I haven't had an issue with the UIs that PlayStation has been using for any of their shit, but maybe I'm just a Sony pony and I don't know it better. But,
yeah, you are. Like, the PS4 one is terrible. Like, it took them, like, how many years to have folders? How long did it take to have folders on that? The PS3 had folders. It was fine. The PS4 one is like, hey, we'll just put all your crap at the end. It's like, no, give me folders. I like to arrange my shit, you know? Games I want to play, nonsense you pre-installed that I want to remove, but I can't, in that folder, you know? Like, organize my stuff. No, it's like, hey, we just throw all your nonsense
right now,
there. Like,
what issues do you have with it right now?
Sorry?
What issues do you have with the PlayStation 4's interface right now, today?
Today, not much, because they finally added folders for after... Like,
oh, I love folders. Wait, I have issues.
I have issues. Oh, with anybody want to go at me?
Go ahead.
Throw it down, baby. Let's go.
Throw it down.
Yo, man, that UI is not intuitive whatsoever, man.
There's no, it's retarded.
Wait, what happened?
You think PS4's UI isn't intuitive?
It's retarded. No,
we don't use that word around here, Manny. Don't worry, we're going to take that on the edits.
You're totally right about that.
Is the Nintendo Switch's UI more intuitive?
Whoa, no. We aren't arguing about the Switch. We're arguing about the
PS4. I'm just talking about...
Jake, to argue motherfucker.
You're trying to deflect this.
No, I'm not trying to deflect it.
Throw down.
No, here's the thing. I'm not trying to deflect it, because if you're saying it's bad, then what is good? We don't have
a good UI in any of the consoles.
Do you think all of the interfaces across Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, and I don't know what Steam's fucking interface looks like, think they're all garbage?
Yes.
Interesting.
By the way, Riku, we were actually asked this, like, what is the best UI? And we all said they all suck. They're all bad.
I don't have an issue with it.
It's not that it's outright horrible or non-manageable like the Xbox one is, because the Xbox one is a fucking mess. It's like you don't know where the hell anything is. There's just so much shit thrown at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! Yeah.
PlayStation one.
Your games are just there. It's just a line, and you just look for your game and you get it. And if you can't find it, you go all the way to the right. Type it in the search bar. There's your game, and now it's at the front, and that's it.
The problem. Like, you can go all the way to the right. Like, that's not good.
What do you mean?
It's not putting the content first. The content is the games. Like, you even said that you can go all the way to the right to get to your content.
No,
like,
I said you go all the way to the right. There's a game that you isn't there, and guess what happens when you do get that game in there? It's at the all the way to the left.
I hate that every time I download something or I install something, that shit just pops up in that little line, and it's like, oh, now I gotta organize this shit. Now I gotta move. It's like, oh man.
Or the other bullshit that happens where there's random shit that just likes to fucking appear on your menu.
The fucking PlayStation room. What the fuck do I need that shit for?
Put it in a folder.
In the playroom.
The playroom, yeah.
But it keeps. I have a folder called BS, and then I put all that stuff.
It never pops up again.
I've seen the playroom in years on my thing.
Yeah, so,
that's cool. That and Destiny. Destiny always used to pop up on my.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, hey, you want to play Destiny? No, I fucking don't. Where's the button that says?
Did you ever do a share play or a share view or any of that stuff?
No,
because if you do that, it will pop up for
don't,
you.
Don't get me started whenever, with the fucking. Oh, go ahead, Manny.
And whenever they would have like an event or like they do some new DLC shit, it would always appear up on my menu.
I think that's a setting you can turn off, because I think I saw that like once or twice, and I did something in my settings, and I never saw it again. Mm.
Do not get me started with a fucking PlayStation Network store.
Uh-oh.
That is some fucking hard ass garbage. I'm trying to search for fucking what's it called? Let's say whatever game it is, Persona 5. I'm looking for Persona 5. I go to the P, I go to the E, I go to the R.
That's not the case anymore.
They changed that.
Yeah, they changed it. Like they did. Yeah.
They made it less retarded.
Yeah, now you type in a few letters and it just fills in the whole thing. It's like, this game.
That's not the issue. Like, let's say I put per, and let's say Persona 5 comes out. But, like, a lot of times it's like Persona 5 map pack or Persona 5 theme, Persona 5 DLC 1, DLC 2, DLC 3, DLC 4. There's like a fucking laundry list of shit for Persona 5, and I can't even fucking find the game.
I think. Oh, you mean when it has all the stuff on the side where it says
DLC and shit.
Here's a fast way to do it.
Just press enter. The game will be the first thing up there.
Wait, what happened?
Go ahead, Adam.
What I'd usually do, I know what he's talking about. You see all that shit. I saw that happen to me with The Last of Us. There's tons of shit I didn't even know they made. All this online crap. I'm like, no, I'm just looking for certain things. But if you just click on the game, and then from there it'll say add-ons, and then you can scroll through there. Don't look at the big menu.
Well, he's wanting to actually download the game. DLC before the actual game.
Another thing I know when it comes to what he was talking about is if, regardless of whatever pops up, if it's related to that thing, I think you can click on go to game page and then it should take you to its game page that then you can purchase and download it.
Well, yeah.
You know what's up? I got a PlayStation 4 right here.
I typed in PER, the first thing I see here is Persona 5. I do see all of the DLC that you're saying at the bottom, but the very first thing I type in with PER is Persona 5.
Are you on your Vita or you're on the PS4? Vita way more intuitive than anything.
No, I'm on my PS4. I literally just did it. First thing is Persona 5, then Persona 5 skill card set. And I only typed in PER. I think what you were referring to happened in the past, and they probably changed it. You like you said, the whole typing in P and then going through that little shuffle letter thing with E. That's probably how it was back when that was a thing. But I think since they changed it to an actual fucking virtual keyboard and stopped being retarded, that they went ahead and changed the whole research results. God, also with it.
Damn it.
Did it.
Whoa.
Yo, my PlayStation turned off, man.
Oh,
wait, what?
Sony found out you talking shit. Yeah, PlayStation
heard you talking all that shit. That shit turned off on your ass.
I hate this shit. It's like checking system storage. Do not turn off PS4. I'm like, yo, I put this shit on sleep mode last time I checked.
Prove it.
I got my receipt.
Also, you know, that's the one thing about the sleep mode, especially if you're in a place that doesn't have good electrical. Man.
I know that. Yeah, I had that problem.
I've stopped using sleep mode
I just turned it off.
Yeah, I think I've always been doing that since this generation. It's just turn it off. I only use standby. But
like when I was living in New York, it was fine. But man, like there are so many weird outages and all kinds of weird shit that happens around here and out in the where I'm living now. I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna turn this thing off.
I wonder if it's because I'm on my PlayStation stuff so much that all of the like the things that you guys are saying is just something that I got used to, and they're actually issues. Maybe maybe I'm just blind to it because I've used it for so long. This
is you
just
a pony?
Yeah, I'm a pony, man. These pony eyeballs can't see such issues. Right. I tell you what, man. I turned on my Nintendo 3DS. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
I miss that 3DS layout. I wish they had it on the Switch, that layout, where you could just have multiple rows as opposed to one fucking row.
It seems cool, but I was just like, since I wasn't used to it, my brain instantly wanted to call it shit, and that's not necessarily the case.
All right, guys, we'll have to end the show because I can't do my test case, man, because this shit, I'm trying to go to the PSN network.
Yeah, that's shit.
Tony was asking me to update this bitch.
Tony was like, oh shit, Carlos about to expose us. Let's fuck his shit up.
I'm downloading an update file right now, man.
Update file.
Yo, man, it's thinking, man. It's thinking.
Yo, this shit booted you.
It can try and fix all of your issues before you can say it.
Yeah, right? You come back and it's all good.
Yeah. That's
a what you talking about, Carlos? It literally goes, what you talking about, Carlos? Everything's cool around here.
It's cool, baby.
Damn. Oh, shit.
You mean that you were talking about your Xbox, buddy? It wasn't this one. Get your shit straight. I know you got a lot of consoles.
Hey, wait, listen.
Listen. Oh, man. All right, now I'm ending the fucking show. So let me throw up the little schedule here. So how to submit your questions for Throw Down Your Questions. Step 1, you join us on Discord. Step two on Discord, you go to throw down your questions. And then step three, you submit them questions. Two questions. And all about games, because some of you guys were asking us some San Diego Comic-Con shit. We don't cover that here. Not anymore. We don't do that. Yo, Mike, what's up, Mike? Come on. Mike, you should know better, son. And again, I want to thank Mr. Riku for being on, man.
Yo, yeah, yo. Man. Yeah, I'm here. We in this.
You already know, man. You want to plug anything, man? What's up?
Man, at RikuSun1 on Twitter. I'm trying to get the followers up.
Hit that follow button. I'll follow you.
Nah, but that's it. Just at RikuSun1 on Twitter. That's it. That's all I got.
Nice. Yeah, man, that's going to do it for us. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us your questions in the Throwdown Discord server, and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebooks at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the descriptions below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. Sorry I was late.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
He's fighting with his PlayStation.
Yeah, he's still doing that.
Bad situation.
He's like, why you make me look bad?
Yeah, why you make me look bad?
Why are you making me look bad in front of the fans? Why are you doing this?
Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, people. Or week. I forgot what day it is. Fuck it.
Damn, man.
Brian Manjoma.
How are you going to have a PG-13 Blade film?
They just don't show blood. They're vampires, man. They just gonna be some blue goo or some shit.
Come on, Brian. We could do this, right?
Use your imagination.
And of course, RikuSun1, the only one.
Vinland Saga, people. Watch the anime. It's on Amazon Prime. 3-episode premiere. It's amazing. July 28th, episode 4, along with JoJo's final episode. Is July 28th also? July 28th is going to be a lit for people. Might even see the return of old anime, how lit that day is going to be.
Oh, damn. It's like that.
Wow. It ain't that crazy. Every people come.
Watch the boys. Yeah. Watch the boys.
The Boys comes out 26.
Oh, the Boys. That's true. Boys. Yeah,
Boys. I heard about that.
Read the comic. I would suggest people watch Vinland Saga now, because Riku will be very mad at you if you don't watch it, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a fucking chokeslam.
All right, man, we'll see you on Thursday. And if anybody's going to see Iron Maiden on Friday in New York City, you'll see me and Manny there, man. Be crazy. All right, guys. Later.
Peace. Iron Maiden.
Watch Kimetsu no Yaiba.
What you call me?
What you call me?
Talk about my mom.